It does. It's looking after your body and your mind, your life. Everything is mind, right? It's just mind doing different things. So a portion of that mind is responsible for the sense, I am the self with a little s. Mm-hmm. It's given a specific name in Vedanta. It's outed and identified as being one of the components of mind. So it's a real thing. You haven't made a mistake. It's a real thing. It's a part of the human mind, which is responsible for organizing and managing your body, mind, welfare. Because you wouldn't like it if it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Imagine, you wouldn't even recognize your name. You wouldn't be able to have a sense of any interest in this body. You have no interest in it. What is it? Because you wouldn't even have the experience of being connected to. Mm-hmm. So in terms of a human life, which is pretty important for 90 years, it's pretty important that runs successfully and well. So the ego is a device, it's a component of mind, just like memory is a component and inspiration is a component. It's a component which is simply organizing mm-hmm. your everyday events. So that's its role and that's its purpose. The problem with it is because it becomes so dominant mm-hmm. and so all-consuming that a person has no idea that it is an object of experience rather than the center of experience. Maybe when you use the word ego, you're talking about being proud or being arrogant or wants and needs, are you?
Yeah, perhaps, because I think that's when it becomes out of balance.
Okay, fine. Quite rightly, there's two ways of considering the word ego.
Yeah.
When I responded before, I was talking about the actual entity which claims I am this.
Yes.
So that's ego with a big E, so to speak.
Yes.
And you're talking about egotistical tendencies as well. You're talking about impulses which kind of are proud or are arrogant or are selfish or are not good because you're self-important or something. Mm-hmm. Egotistical tendencies. Mm-hmm. And that's a component part of mind. Mm-hmm. The defeat of the ego, because you questioned whether that teachings that say that are correct, the defeat of the ego isn't to crush and destroy that organizing entity, because that would be a mistake.
Yes.
The defeat of the ego is seeing through the delusion and the ignorance of it.
Yes.
So the defeat of the ego is knowledge. Mm. To even while this device is playing, who cares?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's an organizing part of mind. And if I think I'm going to lose that, then I won't like it if I do. Mm. So what we call the ego in terms of the organizer is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's a normal function of being human. When the knowledge arises that you can see that, you know that, you have realized that is the word, you realize that's the case, and you have the evident sense that I am prior to the ego. Mm-hmm. The ego is an object. I am prior to it. I'm experiencing the ego. That is the defeat of the ego, mm-hmm. rather than destroying its presence.
Yeah.
Egotistical tendencies, being proud or being arrogant or something, are simply crude expressions of the mind which are defeated through kindness,
yes. Yes. Thank you.
Which I'm sure you're very good at.